Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with medallions in New York City going for more than $1 million each, we will meet Andrew Murstein now, who lends money to medallion buyers as founder and president of a company called Medallion Financial Corporation, publicly traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol TAXI. He was named one of Crain's New York Business's 40 Under 40 as he was coming up. Governor Cuomo appointed him to the Javits Center board just last year. He's got lots to say on de Blasio TAXI policy, I'm told, and what might change in the business. So, Andrew Murstein, thanks very much for coming on, and welcome to WNYC.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I see you have this in your blood. Your Wikipedia page says your grandfather, an immigrant cab driver, bought one of the first taxi medallions in 1937 for $10. True?
Yes. My grandfather came here from Eastern Europe and then to Argentina, and then he started driving a cab back in 1937. And the city of New York sold 11,787 taxi medallions for $10 each then. So he was one of the lucky ones to get in on the ground floor.
And your grandfather employed your father at the Queen Space business. So did you hang around taxi garages as a kid in the 70s?
I did. I remember getting Mountain Dew for, I think it was 5 cents in the soda machines because my grandfather did not give away anything for free to the cab drivers. So we had vending machines in the garage. I used to try to get as many as I can for free, shake the machine a little bit, but it never worked.
What else? What sticks in your mind to this day besides the 5 cent Mountain Dews?
Well, I think the price of medallions has been unbelievable over time. And another thing my grandfather used to say to me, luckily he bought several hundred taxi medallions in the 40s and 50s. And he used to say to me when I would go to the garages, you know, Andrew, I could have bought 2,000 of the medallions for nothing. So I would ask him, well, why didn't you, Grandpa? And he said, I didn't have the nothing. So the nothing then, which was probably in the 50s, I don't know, $10,000 a medallion, is now up to $1.2 million each. So it's just been a remarkable run.
So you grew up and went to college, worked on Wall Street for a while, and founded your company in the 90s. So help us understand what you do. If you lend money to taxi fleet companies buying medallions, are you a bank?
We're basically a bank for the taxi industry, and we actually own a bank where we do a lot of our taxi lending. But the history was we owned several hundred medallions in the 1960s when my grandfather started getting out of the business and my father took over. My father wanted to take some chips off of the table and sell medallions for, again, maybe $10,000, $20,000 each back then. And no banks would provide financing for the buyers of those medallions. So my father had to take back the paper himself. And that's how we got involved in the lending business, is because no one else would lend to this industry.
Why have medallions gone up so precipitously?
I think, in a way, it's like buying a piece of New York. The taxis are such an iconic figure here. They're used by everybody. It's a great way to get around this city. And not every city is perfect. You know, we've looked at going into L.A. and San Francisco and other large markets, and they're just not taxi towns like New York. So because New York is built under a grid system and taxis are a great way to get around, that's part of it. And the other part is because of the limited supply. Again, they only sold 11,787 in the 1930s, and today the population has probably gone up 100-fold, but there's only about 13,500 cabs. So the supply has been kept very low through the years.
So I could challenge the whole idea of the medallion system the way you just described it. I mean, it seems like such a racket on a few levels, including, I think, for city government, because the city gets a ton of revenue from creating and selling and limiting medallions. It's like printing money, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a win-win for everybody. It's the cab market in New York really works. The city gets 5% of every medallion that's bought or sold. So if somebody's paying $1 million for a medallion today, or 1.2 to be exact, the city's going to get $60,000 on every transfer that gets done. Plus, the city always has the ability to sell more medallions to meet supply and demand. So recently, the mayor approved, Mayor Bloomberg, 2,000 medallions being sold, and that's going to bring the city $2 billion or more over the next 4 years. So, again, I think it works for everybody.
Why doesn't the city just set safety and performance standards that all taxis have to adhere to and then let the free market work? Why should the city have the right to say there can only be 13,000 or 15,000 legal taxis in New York City? They don't say how many grocery stores there can be or clothing stores. You know what I mean?
Well, they regulate certain industries like that. You know, the city has the right to provide zoning regulations for certain areas because they don't want something overbuilt, and other areas they want to encourage development, so they'll give tax abatements. So they feel that the current amount, I imagine, is the right amount. They don't want too many cars on the road either. Once you have too many cars, there's more congestion. There's a lot of pollution. So I think it's a good balance what they have today.
Drivers, call in and talk to Medallion financier Andrew Murstein. What do you want to say from the bottom of the Medallion food chain to the top about taxi economics? 212-433-WNYC. Taxi drivers, we know you're out there listening every day. We love you. Pull over and call in 212-433-9692. Or if you're off duty or anyone else, 212-433-9692 for Andrew Murstein, the founder and president of Medallion Financial Corporation, which lends to people who have to borrow to buy a $1.2 million medallion. So it's like a mortgage, really. I mean, it's more than the average home. So how long does it take to pay off a $1 million medallion? How many taxi rides? Have you crunched that out?
Yes. I mean, you know, the bottom line is it's very profitable for cab owners. So once you buy a medallion, and again, they've gone up about 15% per year for 70 years, which is remarkable. It's surpassed the Dow Jones, gold, real estate, NASDAQ, you name it. So we've helped tens of thousands of immigrant cab drivers, like my grandfather, who have come to this country. And this is a way for them to own their own business. You know, if you look at, say, renting versus buying a home, the government wants to incentivize people to own. Once they own, they take better care of their homes, the values go up. And it's the same system here. A lot of these cab drivers came buying medallions for $50,000, $70,000. We've lent them the money, and now, again, those medallions are worth $1 million. So we've made many, many millionaires in this city, which we're proud of, from a lot of these immigrant cab drivers. If you buy a medallion today, you'll probably make about $60,000 a year driving the car. So it's a great way to enter a business. You know, very few businesses in life where success depends upon how hard you work. You could try to be the best baseball player in the world and play 10 hours a day. You might not have the talent. But here, if you're willing to drive behind the wheel of a New York City taxi medallion and work 10, 12 hours a day, you're guaranteed to do well. It's a great business.
But there are caps on that, based on how much, if you're renting your car, you have to pay the fleet, et cetera. And how many of these immigrant cab drivers can actually buy a $1 million medallion themselves? I mean, isn't it mostly corporations that own fleets of taxis that borrow from you?
No, I think that's a misnomer about the industry. By law, roughly half of the medallions have to be owner-driver medallions, meaning if you buy those medallions, you have to drive the cab yourself. The other half can be taxi fleets, but still, nobody owns more than 3% of the medallions in New York City, more than about 300. So you have a very mixed group of ownership. And if an individual buys a medallion, he makes his own hours. He works when he wants to, and if he doesn't want to work, he takes the day off.
But I don't understand. How can you give a $1 million loan to somebody making $60,000 a year?
Well, if they're buying it, the individual medallions sell for $1 million versus $1.2 million. So let's run through the numbers for a second. So if somebody's buying a medallion for $1 million, we require about $200,000 down, and we'll lend 80%. So we'll lend $800,000 at very, very attractive rates, by the way. So the cab driver can now borrow money from us at about 3.5%. So he's paying 3.5% on an $800,000 loan. That's about $28,000 a year. So that's not insurmountable by any means. I think compared to the business that he's generating, he's doing very well.
All right. Cleo in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. You're a driver, right, Cleo?
Yes, I drive. I used to drive yellow cab, but actually I drive for Uber now. It's a very interesting thing. I was wondering how much it will affect the value of the medallion, because with Uber, I used to drive for black car, and all you need, a black car, you don't need to buy hundreds of thousands of medallion. But I drove cab, I pay like one something a day, but now with Uber, you come out with your car whenever you want, and it's typically exactly like a taxi with a loophole, because we work just like a yellow cab. We're not being hailed, but the people, they love the Uber so much that you'll get trips, 90%. The trips are much bigger trips. And right. On average, you get like $300 a day. Like every night, I go to Connecticut or maybe Long Island, which is very rare to get from the cab.
Cleo, Uber, so, Uber is an app, right?
It's what?
It's an app.
Correct. Well, it's an app, but they still do. Technically, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. It's a loophole. The Uber owns the app. Whoever owns Uber has the app, but they have a base. They have a base in Brooklyn, in Queens. You go, you sign up, you do a little 5-minute test. They get you download the app. The app is for customer and driver.
I see. Because I thought that you can use the Uber app to find out where the nearest yellow cabs are, where the nearest livery cabs are.
Some yellow cabs sign up with them also. Uh-huh. It's a phone. It's an app phone. But I'm saying the amount of cars that Uber has over 1,000 cabs now. And we're really just like a yellow cab, right, because a lot of the customers, they have the search price and all this whatever. But
right,
the yellow cab, you'll look for an Uber.
That's fascinating. I didn't realize Uber also owns a fleet. So his question, Andrew, is how do you expect Uber to affect the price of a medallion?
That's a great question. That's one of the hot areas in the cab industry today is Uber and the effect that it's having on everybody. Uber, in my view, is going to have little effect in the cab industry, and I'll explain why in a second, and a big, big effect on putting small black car companies out of business. So it's going to really hurt the other black car companies. And the reason is people like Cleo might be driving for a black car company, and then once they hear about Uber, they'll leave them and they'll go to Uber. Uber works well. For those viewers and listeners who don't know how it works, it's on your iPhone, you have an app, you hit the button, and it shows you what cars are in your vicinity, and it might say that this driver will be picking you up in 5 minutes. So it's a good system. However, it is very expensive. It's double or triple the price of a New York City cab. And they've been getting a lot of bad press recently for surge pricing. So if you wanted an Uber car, for example, on Christmas Eve when there's not a lot of cars out there, they might charge you $50 for what would be a $7 cab ride.
Supply and demand. And they're allowed to do that and go above the metered rates just based on supply and demand?
Correct.
All right.
So now, in terms of how it affects the taxi industry, Uber is now permitted to be in yellow taxi medallions. The black car industry, they had a valid claim, I'll be honest, sued the city and the yellow cab industry and said black cars are supposed to be for prearranged pickups and yellow cars are supposed to be for street hails. But Mayor Bloomberg wanted Uber in taxis, and the judge ruled in his favor, and now Uber can be used in taxi cabs and black cars.
All right. So related question, I think, from Michael in Brooklyn. Enter the green outer borough cab. Hi, Michael.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Good morning. I'd like to find out what you think about the green cars, the new borough cab, if it's a good investment or not.
Another very good question. Obviously, the listeners are right up to date on the issues that are facing the industry. The green taxis are probably a mixed bag, and I'll tell you why. Green cabs, for those, again, who don't know, are now able to pick up street hail passengers in all five boroughs, except not in Manhattan, from Wall Street to 96th Street. So that's through the exclusive area of the yellow cabs. So I think the green taxis should work. I think there was a sense of unfairness about it for people who bought yellow medallions through the years. You know, for example, 10 years ago, the city of New York sold yellow medallions and said to those buyers, give us your whole down payments and your whole life savings. We're going to sell you a medallion, and you have the exclusive right for all five boroughs. Once the city had everybody's money, they did an about-face. And they said, now that we have your money and we sold you these medallions, we're limiting what you can do with them. That was completely wrong in my view. But to your point of, is a green taxi a good investment? I would say yes. You're getting them for very little money. You're getting them for $1,500 versus $1.2 million for a taxi medallion. You're not going to be able to pick up people in the main areas of New York City, Times Square, Port Authority, etc. But for $1,500, it's a good investment.
$1,500 is all the medallion is?
That's all
it
is.
For the green car. I didn't realize it was that. You know, I took one ride in a green cab so far, starting from the Grand Concourse and Fordham Road in the Bronx. And the driver told me that his business is not so great. And I don't want to make more of a thing of this than it is because it's one anecdote from one driver. But he put it bluntly. He said, only white people want taxis with meters, and they don't live in most of the areas that the green cars are allowed to serve. Most people of color are happy with the old system, that is, hailing livery cars and negotiating the price for local trips without a meter. They think they'll pay more in a metered cab. So that leaves not much demand for the green cars. How much does that sound right to you?
Part of that, unfortunately, is correct. I think the green taxi program was a big mistake that the city made. And if anybody watched the debates between Loda and de Blasio, that was the one thing that they agreed upon, that they don't like the green car program. It is a taint to it. If you're driving in a green car, you must be living in a borough. And I think it's splitting New York into the greens and the yellows. And to me, that's very wrong.
So what do you think de Blasio is going to do about it?
Well, some people think the genie's out of the bottle, but, you know, de Blasio's a very forward thinker, and I know he's not happy with the program, and he's willing to scrap things that don't work. He hasn't said that to anybody. He just said he doesn't like it, and he's going to evaluate it. And I think there's a chance that it'll either be overturned or limited. The city approved 18,000 of these things, and so far they've only done about 5,000. So another possibility is for de Blasio to say, which is a smart move, I think, let's freeze it at 5,000, and let's see how they're working. We could always add in the future, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Andrew Merstein, third generation New York City taxi guy. His grandfather was a driver. He is founder and president of Medallion Financial Corporation, publicly traded under the symbol TAXI on the NASDAQ. He lends money to medallion buyers. Really interesting conversation. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, The Wolf of Wall Street. Does the film make it easier for the next generation of investment industry crooks, even as it depicts their sleaze? Stay with us.